It's a landmark day for the NBN in South Australia. We'll switch on in five locations, the NBN in rural and regional South Australia for the first time. That's going to deliver a service to 975 farms, homes and businesses in the Coorong and also down on the Limestone Coast, which is really exciting.
How do people know if they will be in a black spot?
Well, we'd really encourage people to jump on our website, nbnco.com.au, and we've got shading on the website that indicates where the coverage is likely to be.
So for other regions in regional South Australia, how long is the wait?
For the rural areas of South Australia, we're planning on building over 100 towers in the next 18 months to 2 years. And so we've got 15 towers being built at the moment in the Coorong and Limestone Coast areas. And then into the back end of the year, we'll see many more towers go into construction and come online. Each tower services around 250 premises. So, you know, on a law of averages, 110 towers at, 250 people per tower. We're looking at considerable coverage around rural South Australia.
Okay, so do we know who's next after the Coorong District? Who's next to switch on?
Look, we'll see the Coorong and broader Limestone Coast areas be fleshed out into the back end of 2014. Places like Yankalilla, Murray Bridge, Karoonda, Maipalonga, Lucendale, Warralong, around Mount Gambier. It's really the south east corner of South Australia that you'll see fill out in the next 9 months.
The Mayor of Coorong Council, Roger Strother, says farmers in the catchment area will be able to transform their enterprises.
Well, farmers are, instead of being just producers now, they're also people that have got to market their products. They've got to make contact with everybody within them, not only locally, but regionally and Australia-wide and even internationally. And what this means is that we'll be able to do that with great ease, and we'll be able to market the farm products far easier than we ever imagined, actually. What it would mean is it'll be comparing dial-up to ADSL 2+. It's probably even better than that. That's the sort of change it'll mean to anybody using internet. Once you get out of town, 5Ks, 10Ks out of town, the opportunity to access internet is pretty limited.
What about mobile phone black spots?
Actually, we're really lucky in the Coorong Council area, but it's only when you start going out east of, towards Karoonda, Renmark area, that's when you really start feeling lonely, because there's no phone reception out there at all.
Is that something that you've been pushing for as mayor?
Yes. We've always made a point of that. And it's important that those people have good phone, even just phone access, which is they haven't got at the moment.
Bridging the gap between city and country, slowly.
Slowly, but we're working there. We're working on it. Yeah, I'm expecting, in the next couple of years, 5 years probably, we should be able to close that gap considerably.
A usual morning for someone living in a metropolitan area of the state would generally mean checking the news, weather and emails before even getting out of bed. But for a large number of regional Australians, that instant access to the wonderful world of internet is still an alien concept. For some, even mobile phone coverage is a luxury.
I'm Libby Johnson and I live at Tintinara, but that's 30 k's from Tintinara. I have to come into town to get mobile reception and get anything on my iPad. At the moment, I'm sitting in the motel, Delhi, about to do my tips, and that's what I'm doing, about to put my tips in. I'm having a cup of tea.
So your football tips?
Beg your pardon?
Your football...
My football tips, yes.
Are you a rare, like a one-off? Do you know if your neighbours and other farmers...
No. Joanne here in the motel, they're farmers next to us, and, they don't have any reception either.
What about checking rainfall and markets and keeping in touch with people? How do you manage this?
Landline. So I sincerely hope that I can get the little iPad could be in service as well.
We'll find out. I might have to touch base with you again next week and see how you go.
Well, of course, You won't be able to unless you get me on the landline.
That's it.